Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. India's economy is on a roll. Growth hit a six-quarter high of 8.2% in the 3 months ended September 30th, led by manufacturing and services, even as Trump's steep tariffs weighed on Indian goods exports to the US. For FY26, growth now looks set to comfortably clear 7%, Chief Economic Advisor V. Anant Nageshwaran said. Ishan Gera explains what drove the growth momentum through five crisp charts, while Debarothi Adhikari explores how equities may digest the GDP print when markets open next week. Apple, meanwhile, is widening its retail footprint in India amid a surge in iPhone sales. Danish Khan reports that the iPhone maker is opening its fifth India store in Noida on December 11th, with a new Mumbai outlet slated for next year as part of an aggressive expansion plan for the world's second largest smartphone market. On the deals front, ID Fresh Food is nearing a transaction that values the company at $500 million. Ashwin Mohan reports that Apex Partners has entered exclusive negotiations to buy a 30% stake in the Bengaluru-based ready-to-cook brand in a deal that could see the buyout firm investing around $150 million. India's AI ambitions are fueling a data center boom. Debangana Ghosh and Rishabh Shaw deep dive into the fascinating world of what it takes to build an AI data center, a specialized facility handling high-intensity computational needs requiring high-performance hardware, low-latency networking, and massive storage. Investments are pouring in from tech giants such as Google and Amazon. Drug makers are responding to the respiratory health crisis. In an interview with Viswanath Pillai, Chipla's Akin Gupta, who will take over as CEO from Umang Vohra in April, said the company is doubling down on its lung care strategy, launching a breathe-free lung wellness center in Delhi, aiming to address the staggering 100 million people suffering from lung conditions in India. Turning to India's booming startup ecosystem, online marketplace Meesho is readying to go public. In an interview with Tushar Goenka and Aryaman Gupta, co-founder and chief executive Vidit Atre said the company will continue to prioritize long-term growth, affordability, and customer focus over other benchmarks. Meanwhile, early investors and founders of Meesho are staring at windfall gains, reports Ravindra Sonavane. On the tech policy front, iHixur reports that Himachal Pradesh police have given social media platforms 15 days to update their systems in line with the amended IT rules or risk losing safe harbor protections. And finally, for a lighter read, don't miss the MC Insider. Today's edition features posts on a race for the corner office, a shakeup at a conglomerate, and an HQ shift that has rattled an old power center. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.